for us musicians, making music, hearing music, thinking music, singing is just as important as to eat, drink, procreate, and so on. But it's not true for the rest of mankind. The individual who plays displays a certain level, a certain standard of playing. My job is to find out which are the elements that are missing or lacking at that particular individual's playing, so as to bring the attention of the audience that what are the things that they're supposed to look for when they listen to somebody play. The main thing is that I am determined since early childhood to help people become professionals. And so if I just enhance what they do well, then they have lots of holes in their playing, and that means that in their professional life they have considerable difficulty of performing the duties which may be called to do. They have to understand why do they hit it right and why do they hit it wrong, and then what are the different choices to solve the technical problems and the musical problems, because there are musical laws and regulations just as well as the mechanical or technical ones. I don't pick the greatest talents in the world. I pick those who need me.
And how do you know the difference?
Well, that's why I've been teaching for 60-some years. So yeah. That somebody plays two notes and I ask them two questions, I know that where their brain capacity lies. And I most of the time look for people who have problems. They have basic talents, but those basic talents have not emerged yet fully. The history is not registering all those immense number of child prodigies who at the age of 8, 10, 12, 13 produced fabulous things and then disappeared. While professionals are supposed to be always up to a very high level. I spoke about it maybe too often in my life, that in the moment when a professional cannot consistently play well, he should quit. And there are parameters beyond which if you do something, it's bad. Within the parameters, there are limitless variations how a particular piece can be performed, how a phrase can be played. But you're not supposed to play out of tune. Classical musicians are supposed to send the message with the sounds that they produce, not with theatricality. I am not particularly fond of the idea that that musicians explain with very poetic words what they are planning to do. I prefer to express poetry through my music. Music is one of the classic disciplines, so therefore it starts with discipline. It's not superimposed, it's supposed to start with discipline so as to allow yourself the freedom. If you liberate yourself from the technical problems, then you can express yourself freely. If I look at the music, I get new ideas. The conductor is the one who is the unifying force of the 100 people or 80 people, mm-hmm. as many as they are in the orchestra. However, if the conductor doesn't speak the same musical language as you do, you're not going to play together. The teacher's job is not the coach's job, but the teacher's job to enlighten the growing musical minds that what is Beethoven's language and what is Mozart's language and Brahms and so on. Music is an evolutionary process, which means we are not supposed to play Mozart in the 20th century the same way as we play Brahms or Schumann, but we have to play it as music is understood in the 20th century with the differentiations of those composers. I have been in every major city of the world and on all continents, received all the glories and recognitions and so on, but I'm much happier when I come home and do the job which I consider more important, which means help others to get the maximum out of themselves.